Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Smoking Syndicate. I'm your host, Ben Lee, here in the Tatawahi Studios in Dallas, Texas. And for this review, we're going to be taking a look at the Aganorsa Leaf Supreme Leaf in torpedo size. Stay tuned. This is the fourth Vitola of the Supreme Leaf from Aganorsa Leaf. The first one was a Robusto, followed by a Toro, and then a Corona Gorda. This year they release the Torpedo in a 6x54 ring gauge, in a soft box press. Now, this cigar features a Corojo 99 wrapper with Nicaraguan binder filler, and basically all they tell us is that it's a majority Corojo 99 is in that mix somewhere. Cigar retails for $10.90, depending on taxes, wherever you're located at. But let's take a look at this cigar. Let's take a look at this wrapper. It's actually a really pretty wrapper. Nice deep brown color. Soft box press is really nice. It's a really nice cigar. Now, I've had... I never had the Robusto size. I had the Toro size and the Corona Gorda, so I'm looking forward to kind of comparing and contrasting those along with the Torpedo. Go ahead and cut the cap and let's see how it is. Has a really really nice draw. It's slightly loose, but it's not too loose where I think it might get too hot. I get notes of leather, cedar, and hay, mainly on the cold draw. There's almost like a little hint of a cinnamon spice as well, but mainly it's just the hay and the cedar and leather is the main notes I'm getting. So let me light this up and let's see how it starts off. I don't know if the camera picked it up, but this does have a closed foot, which I always think is kind of cool looking. I don't know. I've always enjoyed a closed foot. I thought it was kind of neat. Kind of the same as like a fantail or a pigtail cap. I've always thought those look really cool. So I kind of appreciate those little kind of aesthetic things. The cigar has initially pretty much those same flavors of leather, hay, and cedar. But there's a lot more going on in that background. I'm getting a lot of pepper spice, especially on the retrohale. Has a nice little sweetness to it as well. It has like that sweetness almost is like intermixed with like almost a bready note as well. Everybody, I'm back. Look at that ash. I mean, this cigar has got really good construction. I mean, and I haven't been nursing this ash either, but I'm gonna go ahead and tap it off before I put it right on my shirt. Now, the cigar has got really good flavor. It's not overly complex, but it just has really, really smooth flavor profile. I still get that cedar note, black pepper, a little bit of hay. But that sweetness is like, it's just like a sweet, natural tobacco, just a rich tobacco note that it has. It also has like a hint of like a roasted peanut note in kind of in the background. Just a hint of it, just kind of layered underneath all the rest of it. The black pepper is, it's always there, right? Like it's just kind of its own layer. And you really get a lot of that in the retrohale. And it kind of, it's actually lingers on the back of the palate as well. It has a decently long finish, but it's very smooth. Everything on the cigar is very smooth. You can tell this has some pretty decently aged tobacco in it, because it's just, everything about it is really smooth. It's all, the whole flavor profile too, the way it smokes, is just real buttery. Like the smoke just feel like it coats your entire mouth. It's really, really good. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and smoke the second third. I'll be back to let you know how it is. See you in a second. Hey everybody, I'm back. Finished with the second third. The flavors pretty much remain the same. I still get the cedar. The kind of the hay notes die down pretty drastically, actually. I still get a little bit hint of the pepper. It's still there, kind of in the background. And it, to me, it kind of ties everything together. But what it's kind of ramped up, or it's the most dominant note at this time, is more of that just rich, sweet, you know, well-aged tobacco. That flavor that you get from that just rich tobacco note, it's so good. I get that. I still get a little hints of like those roasted peanuts in the background, but it's ultra smooth. This is a very smooth, elegant smoking cigar. It's really, really good. You can see that. Ash on this still is holding on pretty good. The construction is really good. I forgot to mention this in the first third, but it was medium bodied, and as it's kind of getting down to the point where it's at now, it's getting a little bit more full body, but I wouldn't say it's full bodied quite yet. It's probably medium plus, but overall, great smoking experience. I'm really enjoying the flavors that I'm getting on this. It's just really smooth, elegant smoking cigar. But anyway, I'm going to finish this off, and I'll be back to let you know how it is. See you in a second. Buddy, I'm back. Now, finish the final third. The flavors have remained pretty consistent. I still get the cedar note. I still get the black pepper is kind of ramping up a little bit more near the end of it. That sweet, rich tobacco note is lasted throughout the entire cigar. I don't really get much of that kind of that roasted peanut anymore. I do get that leather note has kind of ramped back up a pretty good bit on the final third. But it's smoking really, really well. Construction is amazing. Draw has been perfect. This is a very good quality cigar. Now, like I said, I've smoked pretty much the whole line. The only one that I never got a hold of was a Robusto. But to me, out of the three that I had, the Toro, the Kronogor, and the Torpedo, to me, this is the best one. I really enjoy this size. There's something about this, maybe it's the larger ring gauge, even though the Toro wasn't much different in size-wise, but it just seemed a lot smoother and more balanced than the other two Vitolas that I tried. To me, like the Kronogorda was a lot more spicier. The Toro, it was a little flat for me. It was pretty good, but a little flat. This one just had everything. The body of it is still medium plus. The smoke production is really, really good. It just has that kind of that buttery kind of coating in your mouth and your palate. Has a decently long finish. It overall, it's just a great cigar. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to rate this a 91. This is probably, to me, it's one of my favorite cigars that's come out of Aganor Salif in quite a while. I really love this cigar. It's a limited production run. Could be hard to get. They're 10 count boxes, and if I remember right, it's 2,500 boxes that were produced for this size. If you get your hands on them, definitely grab you a box of them. They're really, really good. This is probably to me, it's the best one out of the whole bunch. So definitely check these out. And on that note, I'll see you next time.